December 22nd, Blessed Bernardine of Fossa, Confessor, First Order. Bernardine was a descendant of the distinguished family of the Amici, and saw the light of the world at Fossa, near Aquila, in the province of Naples. His parents sent him to Aquila to pursue his higher studies, and later to Perugia, where he applied himself to the study of civil and canon law. There he was moved by the sermons of St. James of the March to become a Franciscan. In 1445, St. James himself gave him the holy habit of St. Francis and the name of Bernardine, in honor of the great preacher of penance, St. Bernardine of Siena, who had died the previous year at Aquila. Taking this great saint as his model, Bernardine of Fossa made giant strides in the path of virtue and in the study of sacred theology. He was named to the post of apostolic missionary, and in this capacity he traveled through Italy, Dalmatia, and Croatia with marvelous results. After he was elected provincial of the province of St. James, this province became a pattern of religious discipline and order. Later, he was made general procurator of the entire order in Rome. Despite the many duties attached to these offices, he never discontinued preaching and laboring for the salvation of souls. Twice, the episcopal dignity was offered him in the city of Aquila, and the Holy Father expressed his earnest desire that he accept it. But by his earnest pleadings, he managed to divert attention to someone else, for it was his most fervent wish to live and die as a humble son of St. Francis. After a life rich in labor and merit, God called him to himself on November 29th, 1503, when he was 83 years old. Blessed Vincent of Aquila was privileged to see his soul, radiant in glory, and accompanied by a host of angels, ascending to heaven. The fame of his sanctity spread far and wide, and in 1828, Pope Leo XII confirmed the veneration which had been given to him for more than three centuries. On Christian compassion. Compassion for the many souls who are on the road that leads to eternal ruin urged Blessed Bernardine to labor zealously and up to an advanced age for their salvation. Saint Teresa was filled with similar compassion when, in a vision, she once saw souls falling into hell like snowflakes, and she offered up her many sufferings and prayers for the conversion of sinners. Should not the heart of every Christian be touched with compassion when he sees how many people are living day after day with no thought of God, and how many of the 150,000 people who die daily are eternally lost? Pray often for the conversion of sinners, especially for those who are soon to die. Consider that Christian compassion, which is the fruit of Christian charity, must also extend to the natural life and needs of our fellow men. We should have compassion for the poor, the sick, the sorrowful, and the oppressed. This sincere and heartfelt sympathy is sometimes a greater comfort to the suffering than temporal aid, and it is, as a rule, the mark of the true children of God to sympathize with each of their fellow men as if he were their own brother, since God is the Father of all. The just, says Holy Writ, regards the lives of his beasts, but the hearts of the wicked are cruel. Proverbs 12:10. Does your heart experience compassion, or is it cold and callous? But there is also a false sympathy, which is not Christian. If a mother, for example, does not want to punish a child for its faults, because she does not want to hurt the child, if we are unwilling to refuse a person what is forbidden for fear of offending him, if we refrain from acquainting a person who is seriously ill with his condition for fear of disturbing him, we love the body more than the soul. That would be as unchristian as having more compassion for an animal than for a human being. Have you permitted yourself to be led astray by such false compassion? If so, change your attitude and pray God to give you the sincere disposition of Christian charity and Christian mercy. Prayer of the Church. O God, who didst inflame blessed Bernardine with the ardor of the seraphic spirit, and didst make him an admirable preacher of the divine word, in order to achieve the salvation of souls, grant us the grace to practice the works of charity as he practiced them, and thus to obtain thy mercy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed Bernardine of Fossa.